Hello.
Hi, Miss Mildred.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, this is Allison with Family First Care. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, please tell me you got the form.
The physician's form?
Yep.
I did not.
I called them. I texted them the actual link to do it online.
Yeah.
I texted them again today to do it online.
It should go directly back to the state. I can call in. Let me double check. Yeah,
I checked myself,
yeah.
And I didn't see it this today.
No problem. I can call in right after we're done. I just wanted to give you an update. So I got contacted today. I don't know if you got a call or an email from your caseworker at the county, but there's one assigned to you. So I wanted to give you her information and go over what you're missing or what you need to hand in to finalize the application financially.
Okay, let me get it up right now.
Yep.
Okay, then. Okay, I'm coming. I put it.
You're all good.
In. I'm gonna get to sure I got it.
Take your time.
You the one that gave me that information from, proof of income.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That was 1234 Market Street. I got that one done. Now I'm going back to you. Oh, come on. Okay, I'm ready now.
So her name is, yep. Did you want my information or hers or both?
That's the number, which is 551-7421. I got that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so you're.
Yeah, Allison, right? Yeah, I got
you. Your caseworker at the county, her name is, first name is Sarina, S-A-R-I-N-A.
Uh-huh.
Last name is Willis.
Okay.
And her direct line is 215.
Uh-huh.
560.
Uh-huh.
1335.
Okay.
And so she emailed me this morning letting me know that there is missing bank statements from TD accounts, two TD accounts. Have either of those closed?
I have my bank statement from TD Bank.
Oh, you got them?
I called them and they sent me a link where I can download. How many do she need?
Let me see.
Because they have all my information since they've been giving me a little bit of cash for the last 2-3 years. So I don't understand.
When did you open the TD account?
I had that account for years.
Okay. And then when did you get Social Security, like started depositing it in there?
I started in, they gave me my first one in, what was it? It started in January. I got, wait. I think I got my first one December for January or something like that. But I have it. I can send you that because they have that information too.
No, yeah.
It. Yeah.
So what year? January?
2024.
Okay. Because what I want, they want to see.
January 2025. I got it. I started it in 2020.
Got it. So you just started it this year.
Yes.
Okay. So with this, they want to see bank statements from, so every state in the United States does a 5-year look back for Medicaid. I want to see if they can waive up until you started getting your Social Security deposited into the account, because that's what they're looking for. They want to see how much you get from Social Security and where it's deposited. That's it. So I'm going to see if they can waive it up until you, like if we can hand in from January until August of 2025, would you be able to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then she needs she has two accounts flagged right now.
Uh-huh.
So there's one ending in 5496.
5496. One is my checking and one of my savings? Is that what she asked for?
I think so. I think one is savings, one is checking. That's usually what it is.
She's going to get a laugh out of that. Savings barely got a dime in it. Okay.
So then the other one is 5549.
5549 is my checking. So the other one has to be.
There you go.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can grab me in January until August of 2025 for both of those accounts, I would actually, you know what? Savings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? Can you grab me January till August for both of those accounts just to be safe? And I'm going to relay to Ms. Willis that you started getting Social Security deposited in January and see if she's able to waive that.
Okay. Not
is that a, are we on the same page? You got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They got a copy of my statement even.
No, I know that. Yeah. It's the welfare office. They shouldn't even need like an award letter or anything like that. So I'll see what she has on her file and then I'll come back to you, but she will need those bank statements. So get on that and I'll let you know what she says in regards to waiving the rest of them.
And that is?
I'm sorry?
Is that the only thing they need?
Yep.
Oh, well, I can get that done. I can work on that. I can get them done. Can I email them to her directly?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to give you her email?
Yes, I do. I will send it to her tomorrow.
Yep, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
It is S like Sam,
mm-hmm.
A like Apple,
mm-hmm.
her last name Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S.
S-A Willis, all in one word, no dot?
Yep.
Okay.
No dots. At
mm-hmm.
P-A. Like Pennsylvania, .gov, G-O-V.
Okay, I got you. So it's S as in Sam, A as in Apple, W as in Willis, I-L-L-I-S at PA.gov.
You got it. That's her direct email.
Send statements. Tomorrow morning.
You got it. And I'm going to send her an email letting her know that you're going to send in, I told you, from January until August.
Yeah.
And see, again, if she's able to waive the other 4 years because you weren't getting deposited back then.
Yeah, okay. I'm hoping that'll be great and they don't ask me for any back.
I'm hoping. Miss Willis is, yeah.
That money they gave me because I put all that money in my house. I'm still doing the bathroom.
Got it.
I'm trying to finish that off. $8,500 went straight in the bathroom.
Gosh.
Everything they gave me went straight to the bathroom. I ain't finished yet because the whole thing came to them.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, $3,500. And that doesn't even feel nothing for downstairs.
Yeah.
I had to put all, and because that's just that. I had to buy everything, like all bathroom stuff. So
if she does ask you about that, you can let her know because she will flag any transactions over $500. But if you explain to her, it is for like home, like bathroom renovations, whatever.
And
she'll
and
understand that. Yeah.
And insurance, and house insurance. All state insurance for flood accident.
Got you. Yeah. So that's all acceptable under the state's terms. There's no problem with that. They'll probably just ask you. But again, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And we'll just deal with the bank statements now, have her review them, and then we'll come back to that.
You got it. We'll do.
All right. I appreciate your time. We'll be in touch.
That's perfect. I ain't got to worry too much.
Collect those, send it to Serena. Let me know once you do it. I'm going to email her right when we hang up just so she knows to look out for it.
Okay, I will. And I will also, if need be, send the essay. I will send them her email address if they need to send that other statement. I've been emailing them a lot to get that done. Because, I mean, I've been emailing them through the medical website to get that done. So if you need to call them, you can if you want.
Got it. Which doctor was it again? Let me see. I have it.
They're pain in my butt. Let me see if I can get them. I'm serious. I've never had so much problems as I'm having right now.
I'm going to be honest. The doctors are the worst part of this.
He normally answers everything I ask him to do. He sent me like he read my email, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it was Benjamin Crimpley, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with him then.
But make sure he got it at the right office. He told me that was a problem. So let me see something. Health Center 2. I think that was the problem. He said sometimes they go to the wrong address. because he works in a different location too.
Got it.
I
have
that.
Is it 205 North Broad Street?
No.
Okay. Which one is it then?
He's at 1700 South Broad Street. Apartment 201 or office 201. Let me see if I can get their information. And if okay. I got their telephone number. I'm looking for their I have the office number as 685-1800. It's Thursday. If you were to call, you may get them now. 215-685-1800.
1800, got it. I will give him a call right now.
Yeah, it must have went to the wrong one. Maybe that's why he didn't get it.
I'm going to call them and double check on your file. Make sure that
okay.
it gets there, okay?
All right. So
All right.
I get that done. Oh, I'll be so happy to be two down.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch right now.
Yes, okay.
We'll reconvene soon. Call me if you need me, okay?
Will do. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
All right. Take care, Miss Harden. Bye-bye.
Bye.